Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 7th episode of the Pitching Pens podcast. Surprised I got this far. Today's subject is going to be the pressure to create. As an artist who posts on Instagram and has a mild following, I feel compelled to post almost all the time, even when I don't want to. And it's really affected my life. Because I'm here in my room most of my time just drawing, trying to appease these people that constantly ask me to do things for them. And I do it because I want to have, you know, that following. I want to please my followers, you know, provide content, give them what they want. And I've come to realize recently that, you know, you don't really need to worry about that often. Your true followers will be with you even if you do take a break, you know. Don't be afraid to take a break. And I've come to realize that. Month-long breaks, maybe a little too long. Week-long breaks, I would definitely go with that. Because, you know, trying to produce a drawing every single freaking day. And it has to be different, and it has to be colored in, and all this work has to go into it. It takes like 4 hours to get a drawing done, you know. That's even with the streamlined process, actually. If I do something like properly, fully, it'll take many more hours. But, you know, I can't be doing that every day. I have a life to live. You know, you can't be doing that every day. You have a life to live. We all have lives to live outside of art. And creative burnout is an absolutely real thing. We need to realize this. It is terrible. And it just comes from doing too much. You know, it's pretty much any other type of burnout. You know, you do too much and you just don't want to do anything. You're done. You're absolutely fed up with it. And that's the reality of it. You know, the thing with, like, after experiencing creative burnout, is like you don't want to work, you don't want to do what you're striving to do, if that makes any sense. Like, you don't want to work on what your main goal is because you're just so tired and ready to just drop down and sleep. But to be honest, you have to keep on working. I'm contradicting myself a little bit here with this statement. I realize that because I'm saying take a break, but also keep on working. Doesn't really make sense, but in context, it should. Because, you know, breaks, fantastic. They're good. They're great. But you do need to get back to work eventually. You can't take a break and just stop. Because, you know what? You'll lose your skill. You'll lose it. I've done that before. I got to a point where I was so sick of doing all this where I stopped drawing for a month. And I lost my, you know, so many abilities. I gained that previous, my previous sessions, you know, of drawing. The skills I obtained are gone, and I'm just back to the bare bones, you know, starting with polygons or circles and all that, you know, just the basics. When I had acquired all these skills a month ago, and now I just completely forget how to do them. Same thing goes with schoolwork, to be honest. You know, any other work, you forget to do anything. You know, when you do something for a while, it comes to heart. When you don't do anything for a while, you just learn, it's gone. And you don't want to do that. So, all right. So, anyways, back to the break part of things. Do not be afraid to take a break, because you do not want to experience creative burnout. You always want to have an idea, and you don't want to be pressured into doing something that really doesn't bring any joy. Because, like, you know, what good is art that you're making if you don't want to make it? That doesn't make sense. You might have a fan base or someone pushing you to go on, but you are always first. You need to realize that. You always come first. You don't want to experience burnout, because that's not good. That's not good mentally, physically, creatively. It's not good. And so you really do not want to fall into that crevice that you have to climb back out of. Creative burnout and art block, different things, but same principles, I'd say. Your mental health is always the main factor, the most important factor in your endeavor, because you don't want to go insane just because you want to accomplish something. You should not have to do that. You might have to go leaps and bounds, but you do not want to, like, sacrifice your own happiness just for artwork. Sure, you might be really passionate about something, or, like, you know, you want to continue working on it, but you need to take a break. That's always come to fruition with everybody. You know, you do something for a long time, you have to take a break. I've taken a break for the past few weeks, you know, drawing sporadically here and there. You know, back last summer of 2018, I was making drawings every single day. I was just in my room all day. And I had fun drawing, yeah, but in reality, I regret it because I'm just sitting there in my room alone, not doing anything but drawing. I barely connected with my family or anything back then. And now that I look back on it, like, man, I would love to slap my old face. Just, come on, man. Like, do you want to go through that? No, you don't. You really do not. Okay, I got off on a little tangent there. Just, main idea. Take breaks, but also work. Work is important, but so are breaks. A little contradictory, a little confusing. Take notes. I'm kidding. But yeah. On to the weekly segments of what I did this week. I got one drawing done. And for the rest of the week, I've been busy studying. Finals, keystones, standardized testing. Blech. And I've just been resting, you know, playing some good video games. Just bought a PlayStation 3. Stoked about that. What I enjoyed through the week. I've been watching a lot of art-related YouTube content, and that's been really inspiring to me. And making me want to, like, try out new things, different hairstyles, different poses. And, you know, I've, ever since talking about, people watching, I've really been using that quite often as opposed to 3D models. Which is bizarre because I barely even did it before that, and here I am. After I tell you guys to do it, I didn't even do it beforehand, and now here I am doing it like almost every single day. It's crazy. Sometimes I think I'm nuts. So what I got planning on getting accomplished. So finally. Get this. This is important. This is very important here. I got my animation done. I got my freaking animation done. Holy cow, that is... I've been talking about it for a month now. I've been working on it for 2 months. 7 seconds long. That long. Animation is a crazy process. Of course, I would take breaks and not really do it for a few weeks. But, you know, still. Long process. Definitely a learning experience for me. My music recommendation this week is What Do You Care by Robert Palmer. To be honest, I love all of Robert Palmer's stuff. He's fantastic. I'm surprised he's not very popular with, like, people who like oldies. His style's pretty, like, sometimes it can be jazzy, sometimes it can be rocky, towards the rock and roll side of things. And then it can be like pop. My absolute favorite song by Robert Palmer is I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. I'll recommend two songs. What Do You Care? And I Didn't Mean to Turn You On by Robert Palmer. They are both so fantastic. I'm gushing about Robert Palmer on a podcast about art. Holy crap. But yeah. I had a lot to say today. If you saw my video today, you know, I wasn't even talking there. But, yeah, this has been episode 7. thank you for listening, and keep creating. This has been the Pitching Pens Podcast. See you next time.